third parak of Shvi'is Mishnah Zayin. We are continuing the halachas of removing stones from the fields. If one removes stones from the fields for the sake of preparing it for planting, it is a malacha, the rabbanim, which is up to do on Shvi'is. All these Mishnahs are talking about a case where he does not want the stones to make the field better. He wants to use the stones for the use of the stones, but even so, Chachamim required him to do it in a fashion that is recognizable, that he's not just doing it to fix up his field. So the punishment is Zaston Maharesha, stones that if he would plow his fields, the plow would shake up these stones, would move around these stones. The larger stones are Shayim Achusas and Isgalo, where they originally covered up and now they are visible. These are talking about stones that are not Mechuba Lakata. The previous Mishnais were talking about stones where the mamish connected to the ground. You had to quarry it out of the ground. It was part of a fence that was connected to the ground. These are just the ones that are sitting on top of the earth, and therefore they're more lenient than the previous Mishnais. And therefore, it's enough that two of these stones are large enough and need two people to pick them up. Then you'll have to take all the stones, even the smaller ones. As we said in the previous Mishnais, we needed a larger amount of large stones in order to permit it, because over there it looked more like you were fixing up your field because those stones were connected to the ground, whereas over here the stones are just sitting on the top of the ground. It looks more like you're just gathering stones for your personal needs. A person has stones all over his ground and he wants to gather them, even though he's gathered them for his personal needs, still he shouldn't take all of them. He should take, if there's a pile of stones, he should take the top of the pile and leave the ones that are in the ground. We're talking about a case where he doesn't have those large stones as we mentioned before, and therefore, if he'll take up all the stones, it looks like he's preparing the land for planting. It's also a bunch of pebbles, or little stones, gal shalavonim, pile of stones, all these cases that we don't have any external thing that is showing that he's doing this only to take the stones and not to make the land plantable. Therefore, noigel is yonis, you can only take the top levels, manich, the noigel is and leave behind on the ground the ones that are touching the ground. But if underneath this pile of stones there is a large boulder, or there's cash, there's hay underneath it, which both of these are ways of showing that he's not planning to plant this area, it's covered up with something else anyway, then he can take all the stones, since he's leaving something underneath the stones, which shows that this area is not set aside for being planted.